This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. A ceasefire between Israel and Hamas-led Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip held on Saturday as Egyptian mediators pressed on with talks with the two sides on securing longer-term calm, officials said. The ceasefire began before dawn on Friday, and Palestinians and Israelis are now assessing the damage from 11 days of hostilities in which Israel pounded Gaza with airstrikes and militants fired barrages of rockets at Israel. Taiwan reported another rise in domestic COVID-19 cases on Saturday, but the health minister said the trend remains stable, with new infections concentrated in the northern part of the island in and around Taipei. After months of keeping the pandemic under control, Taiwan is dealing with a surge in domestic infections. Myanmar's junta leader Min Aung Hlaing said deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi was healthy at home and would appear in court in a few days. This in his first interview since overthrowing her in a February 1st coup. The coup has plunged the Southeast Asian country into chaos, and one of several ethnic armed groups opposed to the ruling junta advanced to attack a military post in a northwestern jade mining town on Saturday, local media has reported. China will uphold the leadership of the Communist Party in Tibet to further its economic development and guide Tibetan society in accordance to socialism, the region's top official said Saturday. Chinese troops entered Tibet in 1950, and a year later, the Chinese government formally gained control over the region and its devoutly Buddhist Tibetans. The Dalai Lama fled Tibet in 1959, following a failed uprising against Chinese rule.